Securing a Root Server Number 2, Auto Update. A post by Koenig from March 8, 2023 on koenig.net. Part 2 of my Root Server Security Series, Configuring Automatic Updates Correctly. How to keep your server up to date without losing control. Best practices and practical tips. Security vulnerabilities are the biggest threat for any server operator. That's why it's essential to always keep your system up to date. Of course, this can also be automated, which I'd like to demonstrate here using Debian as an example. Auto updates can also be dangerous, as they might lead to issues or incompatible updates. Some updates require manual intervention afterward. This warning is highlighted in red for a reason. That's why we won't automatically update all packages on our system, but only packages with critical security updates. For feature-only updates, you'll still have to do it yourself. This way, you can intervene directly to make corrections in case of major changes. Debian offers its own method for automatic updates. To do this, you install the package's unattended upgrades and apt-list changes. Sudo apt-get install unattended upgrades apt-list changes. When these packages are installed, the files 20 auto-jar upgrades and 50 unattended upgrades are created in the etc. apt-department-conf-dir directory. Since these can be overwritten during updates, we'll create and populate our own configuration file. Sudo nano etc. apt-department-conf-d51-my-unattended-upgrades. Afterward, you can check if everything is working with the following command. This will only simulate the process. If it runs without any error messages, you can proceed. This should make your server regularly check for and install security updates. Important, if a restart is necessary, the system will be rebooted. So, plan your services to start automatically.